Exclusive: Attorney Will Scharf on Trump's legal winning streak. It's been win after win after win. By Bradley J. on September 9, 2024. Former President Donald Trump continues his legal winning streak against lawfare engineered to derail his presidential campaign. Trump attorney Will Scharf explained in an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. Friday, Judge Juan Merchan delayed the sentencing in the New York case, which may get thrown out later on appeal, until after the election. The latest in a string of impressive victories for Trump and his legal team. Since July 1, when the Supreme Court came down with its presidential immunity decision, it's been win after win after win for us, Scharf told host Matt Boyle. Since Trump's conviction for business records in Manhattan, one of the few bright spots for those endeavoring to put Trump behind bars, that conviction's prospects look worse with each passing day, Scharf said. In New York, getting the sentencing postponed until after the election, it was obviously the right thing to do, he said, continuing to say that the judge, who saw the writing on the wall, understood that this just wasn't something he could do. The victories are impressive given the sheer volume of lawsuits, which cost Trump time and millions of dollars in fees but has backfired spectacularly by rousing the American people. This campaign of lawfare against President Trump, the sheer number of cases, just the number of different cases they have moving through these different courts. It's been a challenge, but I think you're absolutely right that President Trump's on a winning streak, Scharf said. We've chopped up some huge wins for him in courtrooms across America, and we're going to keep on fighting to make sure that he has the chance he deserves to run for president, unimpeded by this unconstitutional lawfare. Scharf agreed with Boyle that Trump's legal victories derailed plans by Democrats and the media that Trump would spend the majority of the run-up to the election stuck inside courtrooms and off the campaign trail. If you go back a year, it's pretty clear that the original plan was to have him sit for trial after trial after trial throughout 2024. And that's the DC case, the Florida documents case, this garbage case in Georgia, and then obviously, the New York case, he explained. And fortunately, we were able to forestall that plan. He did have to sit through that sham trial in New York. But other than that, you know, he's been able to be out campaigning, and he's doing great. With Trump able to take his message to the American people, he has been unstoppable. You know, every time he gets in front of the American people and carries his core message, which is that America was much better off under him than it has been under the Biden-Harris administration, the voters are going to side with him, Scharf added. So it's just a question of getting these cases thrown out, as we did in Florida, getting these cases postponed, as we have in DC and Georgia and now in New York. It's a question of fighting back at every turn. At the heart of all the lawfare's components is a fundamental weakness in the charges lobbed against Trump, he says. All of these cases, they look great on the day that the indictment comes down. These prosecutors stand up in front of the cameras and they talk about how strong their case is, Scharf said. What we've seen time and time again is that these cases are incredibly weak. I believe, because President Trump didn't actually do anything wrong. So as we've been able to challenge different aspects of these cases in court, they've fallen apart. It's a house of cards, and I think we're going to see more of that in the next couple months. The Supreme Court's ruling that Trump, and all presidents, enjoy immunity for official acts taken in office further dismantled Smith's cases against Trump in Florida and Washington. Despite intimidation from Democrats and media, Scharf says the law was on Trump's side, and his team knew they could win. When we first filed a motion to dismiss for presidential immunity almost a year ago in the DC case, all the legal commentary and all the mainstream media, they laughed at it, he said. They said it was a Hail Mary. They said it wasn't going to work, that this was just an absolute garbage stalling tactic. We knew from the start, though, that our legal arguments were very strong. And soon as the Supreme Court took the case, I think there was a collective freakout on the left because they realized at that point that this campaign of lawfare was not going to have the impact on the presidential election that they'd been hoping. Democrats in states around the country allegedly have resorted to denying or granting ballot access to presidential candidates based on if the presence of those names on the ballot would help or hurt Trump. In states like Michigan and North Carolina, Trump has continued successfully waging legal battles against this new layer of lawfare. The left is desperate right now, Scharf told Boyle. They're terrified of losing, and they think they're going to lose. and that's why they're playing legal games, adding, I think we're going to see more wins in the weeks and months ahead. Hopefully we can keep this election clean, and I am absolutely confident that if we do keep this election clean, if we make sure that fair and unbiased rules are applied, the Constitution and the rule of law are upheld, then President Trump is going to win in a landslide. Democrats' desperation will increase as Election Day nears, Boyle asserted. But despite the battles ahead, Scharf is confident Trump can continue his string of legal victories. I think this is the best team President Trump's ever had, he insisted. I think it's night and day compared to 2020. When, I think because of COVID, things were just a lot more disorganized. We're ready for the fight. We're going to win the fight. It's just a question of continuing to do what we're doing. Breitbart News Saturday airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. Bradley J. is a Capitol Hill correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow him on X/Twitter at @BradleyJ.